The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cheese and pickle.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Rog, it's Brian. Look, I don't think you can give someone a pair of your old trainers for Christmas, mate. That's a really fucking weird idea. Maybe make something. I don't know. Yeah, maybe make something. But yeah, there's going to be all the disciples there as well. And I don't know how all this plays out. Maybe we have to get them something. I think they know we're coming. So, but we could get like small things, like, I don't know, chewing gum or whatever. I don't know. We should think about that. But yeah, look, we won't muck the car up. That'll be fine. And it'll be fun. The other thing is, mate, is, you know, there's this ceremony on the evening. And it's a sort of rebirth ceremony. And what Auntie Leslie's done in the past is there's this concoction that you knock up. There's stuff in it which makes your heart stop. Now, I have volunteered you for this because I think it has to be someone outside of the family. But your heart will stop, but it will only stop for 5 minutes max. And Andy's there and he's St. John's. So, you know, every base is covered and there's a defibrillator and one of those electric, you know, the two things like ions with the electricity, you know, so don't worry. But it should be fun and it's, you know, we'll be with family and better than being in the Wetherspoons or whatever. All right, mate. Looking forward to it. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, you know I'm open-minded. I'm sort of up for most things. But just regarding this rebirth ceremony thing, I mean, you know, 5 minutes seems like a hell of a long time for a heart to stop. You know, has she done it before? I mean, what happens when a heart is stopped for 5 minutes? That's going to affect the brain, isn't it? And I know it has to be done to someone outside the family, but can't one of the Canadian disciples drink this potion? I mean, what's in the potion to make a heart stop as well? I think, you know, it'd be good to know that before I commit to anything like this, mate, because it's not what I had in mind for Christmas. And what's the purpose of it as well? I mean, what benefit is there having your heart stop for 5 minutes in a ceremony? But no, I mean, mate, we can probably stop at the service station and get the Canadian disciples some chewing gum, as you say, or I don't know, some sweets or something, just as a token. And I thought maybe I would make Auntie Leslie a dartboard. just an idea. I don't know how to make a dartboard, but I think it's the thought that counts, isn't it? But if you could let me know about those questions, mate, because I think I'd just rather watch Avatar and just chill out. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, Roger, it's Brian. For fuck's sake, mate, stop being such a cunt! It's a fucking rebirth ceremony, all right? It's festive. You know, it's being born again, like Jesus. It's just the pagan version of it. And I said that Andy is St. John's ambulance Roger. He knows what he's doing, you know? It's gone pear-shaped in the past, and he's picked up the fucking pieces. So just stop getting your knickers in such a fucking twist. The dartboard's a great idea, okay? So let's stick with the dartboard, because that's brilliant. We'll get the disciple something from the service station. There's a couple of places. I've already got my thinking cap on about that, so that's fine. So, you know, just fucking lighten up, you know, and just get with the Christmas spirit. All right, mate, bye. Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Look, sorry I flipped then, but I want you to know that, you know, this is a bit of an opportunity. Not many people get to do this, and the people that have recovered completely from it have found it a really amazing, you know, overwhelming experience. And you know, it's so you're in a small group of people that are getting this opportunity, you know. So, and honestly, the dartboard is a really good idea, and I think Auntie Leslie will love it. And you know, we'll still get a chance to watch Avatar. We just find a moment, you know. I know she's got a DVD player, and we'll work it out. So, you know, we'll get everything done, mate. And like you said, it'll be a road trip. Okay, all right. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here, mate. Well, you know that because you're staring at me through the window of the car. I was in such a rush to leave Anne's, but, it just sort of slipped my mind to pack Avatar. So I know you're looking forward to it, mate, but maybe it's on telly, or we can buy it when we get there. Can you let me back in the car, mate? I can't stay in the service station car park all Christmas. Mate, please, could you just... I know you're angry, mate, but just don't do anything to the car, please. It's Anne's electric car, and I've got to take it back. I know you're upset, mate, but just, you know, can you just... Anyway, look, mate, I got some Haribo and some chewing gum and some mini eggs and some chocolate coins for the disciples. So that'll be good for them. But can you just let me back in the car, mate, please? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I don't think I've ever been so fucking angry in my life. It's going to be a really fucking weird Christmas, you know? And the one thing I was looking forward to was sitting down and watching Avatar. And though we can't fucking get it from a charity shop, they'll be closed. And I haven't got any money to get it from HMV, and nowhere sells fucking DVDs anymore, do they? It's not going to be on at Christmas. Fucking Avatar. Oh, God. If I knew how to start this car, I would be off. But no, I can see you, and I'm glad it's raining, and I'm glad it's cold. Cunt.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. So I'm in Auntie Leslie's cellar with Jack. He's one of the Canadian disciples who's also going through the rebirthing ceremony with me. He speaks French, but very little English. And mate, I know I agreed to do this ceremony to make up the fact that I forgot to bring Avatar, but, you know, it's a serious business, this, I think, and I'm a bit scared, mate. Jacques is a strange bloke. There's no getting around it, and we're not really getting along, which is unlike me, because I can get along with everyone. He's very sensitive, and every time I try and speak to him, he shuts me down or he sticks his tongue out at me, which seems a bit childish. I know it's not helped by the fact that we've both been fasting for 24 hours and we've both got enema tubes up our asses to flush us out before the ceremony, and it is quite uncomfortable. I thought the gifts would be a great idea, but again, Jacques just threw the chocolate coins at my face with real fury yesterday when I gave them to him. I don't know how they've gone down with the others. And then tomorrow, we've got to take this bloody potion that stops our hearts, mate. And I'm
I'm trying to get an idea from Jack if he knows anything about it, but he just spat at me for asking him. And the only thing he responds positively to is when I mention Auntie Leslie's name. He seems to go weak at the knees at the mention of her. He honestly seems a little bit put out that I'm doing the ceremony with him, I think. It's all very strange. But, mate, look, maybe you can find out what I'm actually going to be doing at this ceremony, because it's all, you know, I don't really know. Okay, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, I'll be honest, Rog. I'm glad you're suffering and Jack's spitting in your face, because forgetting to bring Avatar was more than an oversight. It's a fucking disaster, which has destroyed my Christmas. So forgive me for not being more sympathetic. I've got the bed to myself, though, which has been the small silver lining in this farce. All the presents, by the way, have been roundly rejected. I felt like a complete dick giving Auntie Leslie a homemade dartboard. If I wasn't blood, mate, I'd be in trouble. Okay, so look, the enema's loaded, Rog, with a herbal anaesthetic, so you're going to start feeling pretty funky. It'll heighten all your senses. People respond differently, but knowing you, my guess is you'll pass out. It's pretty overwhelming. It's not painful per se, it's just confusing. And then you'll be painted and hung upside down for the actual ceremony on Christmas Eve. Now, the reason Jacques is pissed with you is because it was going to be his cousin Antoine, but you've been picked ahead of him for some reason, you know, and people have been jostling for this honour for for years. You know, there's a waiting list as long as Barry Lyndon. So anyway, good luck. Just give in to it. You won't know much about it. All right, mate. See you on Christmas Day. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I don't know where the fuck you are. Someone apparently seen you running along the beach. So you're alive. I have to say, I thought we'd lost you there, mate. I really did. The ceremony was quite extraordinary, but your heart stopped for over 15 minutes at least. It must have done. Andy said you were dead. You know, we tried hooking you up to the electrode thing, you know, and it just wasn't working. So we plugged you into Anne's car and gave you a serious jolt. I think it's completely fucked Anne's car though, mate. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. It didn't work, and I didn't know what to do, so I went for a walk, and when we came back, the body was gone. You weren't there. So look, just call me, Rog, okay? I did think we'd lost you there, and it wasn't nice. All right, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian, this is Simon speaking. I need to get back to my ship. We ran aground off the coast of Suffolk in 1805, and I returned from the Battle of Trafalgar. A great, a momentous victory it were. I remember it like it were yesterday. Positioned up in the nest I was as we rounded the Cape and came into Biscay. And there it was. Clear as day, as Lord Admiral Nelson himself predicted it would be. The Bucentaur, captained by Villeneuve, a Spaniard. We surprised her. Came in at close quarters, and by God, we tore into her, all guns blazing, cannon after cannon, peppering the side of her until down she went, into the abyss, swallowed up by Davy Jones's locker. Victory was ours, a battle at your shoulder. But now, I must get back to my ship. You'll be waiting for me. Goodbye.
Hello, Simon. My name is Brian Goodwin. You are currently in my friend, I think. His name's Roger Underhill. Somehow your spirit has entered him, and I don't know where he's gone. Now, look, I'll be honest with you, mate. I don't think I'll be able to help you get back to your ship. I doubt it's there. Even on the seabed. The
transference must have happened during the rebirth ceremony whilst Andy from St. John's Ambulance was trying to revive him, you. He plugged the electric iron machine into Anne's car and anyway, you see, he lost a copy of Avatar, which is a film, a really good one. And we were going to watch it over Christmas in my auntie's attic. And I was so looking forward to it. And I was so cross when he'd forgotten it. But this probably doesn't make much sense to you. You wouldn't know what a DVD is. Or you wouldn't even know who James Cameron is. But I want my friend back, Simon. I need you to return to the afterlife or wherever you've come from. Now, I don't know how that's going to happen, but Roger, if you're still in there, fight and come back and we'll just watch Die Hard 2 or whatever's on. That. All right, bye, Simon.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm scared, mate. I've woken up and I'm sitting in the shallows off the coast in Lowestoft. I don't know what I'm doing here or how I even got here. I remember being locked out of the car at the service station and then Jack, the Canadian disciple, spitting in my face. But after that, I can't remember anything. Why am I in the water, mate? Look, if you get this message, can you come and find me, please? Also, I think it's Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas, mate. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so you're back. I'm surprised you haven't been found and sectioned, to be honest. You've been inhabited by a sailor from the Napoleonic Wars called Simon, who was fucking terrifying. But look, I've had a look through the Radio Times and the Living Daylights is on at midnight tonight. So I thought we could do that. Anne's car has been destroyed, Rog, because Auntie Leslie wanted any evidence cleaned up and... Claire and Jamie think you're dead, and Claire's making tentative steps with regards to a quite a low-end funeral, so you should probably get in contact with her. And look, if you jump on a 43 bus, it'll get you back to Lowestoft town centre, and I'm sure you can make your way back from there near the W.H. Smiths. Okay, mate. Merry Christmas.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.